on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview on this Friday. We are looking at Echuca. What a beautiful day it would be to be at Echuca on the Murray. And we've got a big race card, Harry White, looking at Echuca. And then Mark Guest will get stuck in tonight's Manicato meeting. Harry White, how are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Good four rail true Echuca today. Let's get stuck into the first race, which is over 1,200 metres. We can take out 5, 6, 7, 15, 17 and 19. Philadelphia Storm, a first starter from the Mike Moroney stable, heading a fair way from home to win, is at $5. Gee, open start to the day. Back in the day is at $6. The Kasani is at $8.50. And then a first starter from the Patrick Payne stable, Swear by Her, $8.50. How do we start?
There's plenty to learn with all these first starters, Michael. The favourite, Philadelphia Storm, has jumped out well, and my father-in-law owns a piece of it. Not in my numbers, though, but definitely can run well. Haven't got any mail for it. Siding with one of the first starters, though, the Cassini. Half-sister to Mosh Trip. I've liked the way he's worked through the line in two Cranbourne jump-outs. The one knock is that he may get back and buried from a low gate, but watch for him doing his best work late. On exposed form, back in the day, looks hard to beat. Resuming gelded sports blinkers. Sticky draw, there's a bit of a knock. As is the fact most of his racing last prep was done over further. Blend and Orosino Delta are the other two first starters that have caught my eye, but I could have still missed the winner. It's a tricky race. 12-2-3-8.
12-2-3-8 in the first. Race number two. Been a good go for a first starter here. We've got a few scratchings. Take out 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 12 and 15. The Bald Eagle declared this yesterday from the trials. 6 by 63. First starter, Patrick Payne stable. Soon as the market went up, it was smashed. It's now into $1.75. Boogie Wonderland, $4.60. Hashi, $9. And then Like a Mosh, $11.
I'm not one to take short odds, Michael, but about this horse, I will. I think has looked really impressive when winning his latest jump out and trial. Draws nicely to go forward and be prominent. That's what he's done in his heats. Logan McNeil riding, shaving off a kilo and a half, just a bonus. Strikes a winnable race, especially with those scratchings. Should just be winning. Millie Tree, another first starter, looks to have ability. Comes up at a big price if you're looking for a roughie. Boogie Wonderland showed glimpses of ability through a mixed prep last time out, and then Harshi gets back, always finds the line well late. 7-14-1-10.
7-14-1-10. Race number three, Mark Assad is the favourite here. $3.10 pop from the Price and Kent Jr. stable. It's a first starter. Master Fontana, $4.60. Proud Mary, $6. Singletail, $9.50. And the scratchings are 8, 9, 15, 16, 19 and 20.
Yeah, I'm with Proud Mary. He's had a couple of quiet jump-outs leading into this prep. They're a bit hard to gauge, but her prior form reads quite well, excluding her last run prior to a spell that was in stakes company, likely at the end of the prep anyway. Draws well. Where she gets to in the run is the key. Torremore, best roughie of the race. Seems to go well fresh. Should appreciate kicking straight off over 1,400 metres. Master Fontana has jumped out well. And the Price and Kent Jr. first starter, Mark Quisard, was strong late in a Cranbourne jump out, suitably placed here. 10, 11, 13, 12.
10, 11, 13 and 12 in the third. Race number four, this is a mile. Take out 8, 10, 12, 13, 15, 16. Big Friday is at $3.10. Imminent Risk, $3.20. Bundle of Fun, $5.
Yeah, I'm with Imminent Risk. Appeared to be tightened for room at the back end of last start, so I'm forgiving of the beaten margin. His late work in his run prior was solid as well. Maps to go forward, potentially lead here, which is never a disadvantage. I think he's shown more than enough to win a race like this. Gravilia Robusta ran well at massive odds on debut. Gives the impression jumping straight up to the mile should prove advantageous. Bundle of Fun, Bookman and Big Friday, they all look sort of the other key hopes. But Imminent Risk, my best of the day, 7-6-9-5.
Best of the day, Imminent Risk at $3.20 in race number four. Race number five is the first leg of the quaddy. It's over 2,100 metres. Take out 9. In the Lap of the Gods is the favourite, $4.20. Super Quick Love, $5. Numero Quattro at $5. And then you're out to $6.50 for Royal Volley. First leg of the quaddy, who we got on top?
I'll go with In the Lap of the Gods. It's a tricky race. The horse was brave in defeat when leading last start. Being taken on a long way from home, he was beaten in a head-bobbing photo finish. So I thought there was plenty of merit in that. Back a shade in trip looks ideal. He maps to get a fairly easy time up front, so I'm just thinking there's no excuses. Conversely, Numero Quattre is likely to sit last and be doing her best work late. Dropping back in grade means she goes up 5 kilos from last run. Super quick love, looks the other key hope into the quaddie, and then think more next best. 4-8-7-1.
4-8-7-1 in the first leg of the quaddie. The second leg is over 1,400. Take out 15. Red Red Wine is the $5 favourite. Night Hustler, $6.50. Hendrika, $7, $7.50. I am Chickasaw. So this looks a more open event.
Yeah, it is. And because of that, I'm trying to chase a bit of value. I concede Helmerton was probably only what you'd say fair first up, despite being wide in the run. But we've already seen subsequent winning form emerge from the race, and his own form suggests he improves with the run under the belt. I think the key seems to be racing prominently. I'm hoping that's the game plan. At double figures, I'm happy to find out. Vanderland ran well first up for a new stable. The winner of the race has won again since. Night Hustler will be strong at the back end of the race. And Red Red Wine looks to be the other key hope. Must be included in your quarters, especially with Josh Richards riding. 3-6-9-2.
3-6-9-2. Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over 1,200. Take out 1, 6, and 8. Belle of Royale at $3. King Dick, $3.70. Meltdown, $4.80. And Son of Bilski is at $6. Who do you like in the 7th?
We'll go with the old race 7, number 7, Michael. Belle of Royale went around on a heavy deck first up, peeled wide on the turn, then sort of darted in to try to make ground, and it was chopped out there. So I think maybe pilot error. Had she have followed the subsequent winner down the outside rail, I dare say she's right in the finish. Fitter now, firmer footing, I think she proves competitive. Did really like the way Meltdown moved in a recent jump out. Blinkers replacing Winkers, prior forms good. King Dick has trialled up nicely, maps to lead, so gets every chance. And Son of Bielski, yet to miss the Quinella fresh, is another one who's jumped out fairly well. 7-10-3-2.
7-10-3-2. And then in race number 8, the last over 1,000 metres, we can take out 2, 4, 15, 16. Noble Night Owl, $4. Conniver is at $4.40. Honor Alley, $4.80. And then My Prince Charming, $5. So it looks a tricky way to finish.
It is. I'm with Conniver. Ran some really good races after a debut win last prep, all of which were in stronger grade. Was second in a recent jump out. There's no footage of it, though, so I couldn't really get a gauge of how she was travelling. And obviously the bar plates going on aren't enthusing me, but drawn to do no work for a forward spot. Prior form suggests she's better than this grade. One of the locals on a relay finished in the Quinella 6 of 8 runs at track and trip and offsets top weight with Shanae O'Meara claiming 4 kilos. My Prince Charming always fires first up. First point was solid behind an all-the-way winner last start. And that horse has won again since, so has to go into the quaddy. 11-1-6-3.
11-1-6-3. Where do we build the bank at Echuca today?
Hopefully, best bet race 4, number 7, Imminent Risk. Value race 6, number 3, Helmerton. Quaddy, first leg 4-7-8. Second leg 2-3-6-9. Third leg 2-3-7-10. Last leg 1-3-6-11. Play of the day, we'll have an all up. Race 2, number 7, into race 7, number 7, Belle Royale.
I like it. You've been doing some great stuff for the Valley with the Punters Club. But what's the best over the weekend, tonight and tomorrow?
Tonight, I think that Only Words with Brett Preble on. I think race 3 is a really good bet. And Starry Legend tomorrow was scratched tonight in preference to the race tomorrow. And that's a really good bet too.
Good on you, Harry. Have a great weekend.
You too, Michael.
Harry White joining us there. Quick break. And then Mark S. looks at tonight's Manukato meeting.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, and I'm looking forward to hearing the thoughts of this man, because Mark Est has been looking at the night meeting tonight at the Valley Manukato Stakes Night. How are you, Guesty?
I'm going well, Michael, and it's going to be a good night. Hopefully it doesn't rain too much. They're saying thunderstorms later in the evening, so I don't know how serious that'll be.
Well, speaking with Marty Simon earlier, he said that it may even miss the rain tonight. It may all get over and done with before the rain arrives. So if that's the case, we're going to be on a reasonably firm deck tonight, which could suit those up on speed. So let's get stuck into the meeting. This first race, there's a couple of good spruiks around here. Marine One, $2.60. Super Thief at $2.80. And then you're out to Fake Love at $8.50. Starry Legend Mimosa's come out. Who do you like?
I was impressed by Marine One and its recent effort. That was when it resumed, and it bolted in at Swan Hill. I thought it looked very impressive. Going to sit right up on the pace. Fake Love should lead, and Marine One will just be up there, and I think it'll prove too good. Number two, Fake Love, would be the obvious danger. It's going to improve a lot after its first run back, and that was after 10 weeks. So, 10 months, rather. So you think there's going to be some improvement there for Fake Love, and it'll make its own luck. The five, Super Thief, it went well on the inside of Sale. It's quite a nice victory, so it's got to show you a bit of promise. And number eight, next pick, which is True Nobility, whose Hamilton effort was quite good. I know it's coming from a totally different area, but still, it looked impressive. Numbers 6-2, then 5-8.
6-2 and 5-8 in the first race. Number two, we can take out six, Small Field now. Thought of that, it's into $1.80. Skyman, $4.20. Irish Flame, $7.50. It looks a good race for Thought of That if the rain holds off, Guesty.
Yeah, it's going to bowl along in front, and there's no doubt it's got, obviously, you've got to respect it a hell of a lot. I've just gone with a bit of value here with Dukon. I thought effort at Mooney Valley in the JRA Cup was excellent. So it's something like that performance. I think it can win. Secret Plays won that event from Holmesman. Dukon got back. I don't think it'll be back that far. It's a different type of race, smaller field, and probably, you know, sitting fourth or so. So I'm happy to have something each way on the four. Number three for second, Skyman, who's been racing extremely well, so it's holding its form. Five Thought of That, of course, the short-priced favourite. And it had its own way the other day at Sandown. And at number one, Irish Flame, can improve a lot. Goes well at Mooney Valley. 4-3, 5-1.
4-3, 5-1 in the second. Race number three tonight at the Valley. And this is over 2,040 metres. Take out the two. Only Words, they've saved it from tomorrow for tonight, is the $2.40 favourite. Mahashakti is at $3.40. Our Intrigue, $7.50. Lelude, $7.50 as well. Have they pulled the right rein running tonight, Guesty?
Oh, it's one of the main chances. Same with Mahashakti, who's racing extremely well. I'm keen on it. It's done beaten in Mooney Valley from two starts. It's holding its form. It's been third at Benalla in the Benalla Cup behind Starcast at Bartholomew's S. And then went to Cramden and won the Pika Pika. So Shakti should be pretty hard to beat. By the way, 10 years ago it was Pika Pika. Anyway, it was a cold day that day, not as cold as it was, won't be as cold tomorrow. But Shakti will be very hard to beat from, I think it's going to settle probably in the first four and prove a great chance. Number three for second, Air Intrigue. I like the Sport Macquarie win. That was in the Cup only a couple of weeks ago. And one, Only Words, has to go in, and it was unlucky two starts ago at Mooney Valley and still ran well on the Vars at Caulfield in the Group 3. And number four, next pick, Lelude, who will lead, might take a bit of running down. 5-3, 1-4.
5-3, 1-4. Sharky going for a bit of value. Mahashakti in race number three. Race four, all go round. And this is the Vobis Gold Star. Sosibon, $3.30. Regards Marie at $5. Wicklow Town, $6. Winning Partner, $7.50. And then we're out to bigger odds, the remainder. There's a couple of Vobis Gold Stars in this race, in Iconoclasm and Mahamadeus as well. Who do you like here, Guesty?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. Look, I've gone with Regards Marie with the blinkers going on again, the winkers going off. Its effort in the at Caulfield last start was okay, considering it was 1,200 metres and it'd be better suited up at this sort of distance. If you look at it, Sofitel run three starts back. I know it was at Flemington. Well, that was quite a nice run. And if you produce that, I'm sure it's going to be hard to beat up on the lead. I expect it to lead, actually. Number one, Sosie Bond's racing extremely well. Can't be left out. It meets a couple of these better at the weights. Five, Galaxy Raider gets back, but can unleash a pretty strong finish and has a couple of places at Mooney Valley from a couple of starts. Winning Partner's another one that can race well at Mooney Valley, but had some favours. Well, it could figure. 7-1, 5-6, 8 with a chance also.
7-1, 5-6, and 8 also given a chance in what looks a tricky race, race number four at the Valley. Race five is the first leg of the quaddie, and this is the Ladbrokes 55-second challenge. In this race, you can take out 1 and 9. Yulong Command is the $2.30 favourite. Easy Single is $3.80. Aqua Girl, $12. So, gee, the market's got the top two pretty tight, and then you're out to $12. Do you see it a two-horse race?
Yeah, I've got the 7 in there as well, but I think the 6 and the 5, I've gone that way. Easy single dominated last time. I know the rail was out 7 metres. It was just the way it did it, and it just impressed me so much. So I think, again, a great record at the distance, and had the 1-for-1 at the track. So 6, the selection. The only negative I would say, if you had to find one, would be it's just got a little bit of an awkward gait. So you can slot in somewhere. Just could be posted, that's all. 5, Yulon Command. Well, it should just press forward and be sitting outside off the wall. I think it'll go right up on the speed. And we saw what it did last time, only narrowly grabbed by the promising current. So they're the 2, 6 from 5. Throw in the 7, the commoner, not without a hope, but produced a pretty good jump out recently. And number 8, the last Napoleon. Suited over 9.55, carried a huge weight last start, 63. They won't know itself at 55.5. We're sure to lose it that quickly. 6.5.7.8.
6.5.7.8 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 is the Country Cup final. The Gouch is the favourite here. We can take out 11. $2.60 for the Gouch. Nicolini Vito, $7. And then Overkill, $8.50, Guesty.
Yeah, this is each way, the Overkill. I thought it had a really good hope. It was a nice run at Hamilton behind Lady Pluck. It was up near the lead and fought on quite well. It raced at Moonee Valley a few times and had a couple of victories. So it's on a track where it goes well. $8.50, it's not a bad price. Number 2 for 2nd, the Gouch. It's going to make its own luck at the lead, and it'll take a bit of beating. We'll know about how the track's sort of working around race 6 anyway. 8 from 2. Number 5's going in, the Yulong Storm. Get back and run on. One to throw in at a bit of odds. And number 10, Nicolini Vito. I quite liked its return at Bendigo, but that was first up after 11 months. So whether it could produce something similar, if it can, well, I can see it getting into the places. 8, 2, 5, 10.
8, 2, 5, and 10 in the Country Cup final. That brings us to the feature. The Group 1 $1 million Ladbrokes Manikado Stakes. Dispatches out the favourite, Sabato XL, $4.80, Lombardo, $5, Jonker, $7.50, Ingratiating, $8, Sneaky, $5, $9.50 are the runners under double figure odds. Guesty, who wins the Group 1?
Well, it's quite a competitive field. I ended up with Sabato XL. I like the way it returned. I think she's going to improve again. Its second up record's quite good. Going to be right there, Jonker up there with Sabato XL, and I'm hoping the four can be a little bit too strong. Luke Curry for the McAvoy team. Number 9 for 2nd, Spot's That. Just had no luck when posted wide in the Moya Stakes. I think we can back a little bit and get a little bit of a trail, maybe behind Lombardo or one of those horses, and work into the race. I think that's the best way that she's going to have her chance. 6, which is Lombardo, going super. It's might be an awkward barrier with Bella Nipotina and Crystal Bound inside of it. So there might be a little bit of speed early here. 4, 9, 6, and 11 going in, ingratiating the 3-year-old with only 53 kilograms. The blinkers come off, and I expect a really good run, a good showing from it. I think it can perform well if it shows its best. The Manikado, 4, 9, 6, and 11.
4, 9, 6, and 11. Sabato XL to win his 2nd Group 1 in the Manikado for Guesty. And that brings us to the last, which is Lorenda Handicap, over 1,500 metres, and it jumps at 8:45 this evening. The 2, the 5, and the 12 are the scratchings. Imperial Lad into 2.50 now. 2.50 favourite. Silent Sovereign, 4.80. Arcachita at 5.50 are the top 3 in the market. Guesty?
Yeah, 9, 11, 7, and 8. The Silent Sovereign, I haven't seen it this time in. I haven't seen a jump out or a trial, but its first up record's very good. If it showed its best, well, it'll be winning number 9. I know it'll be getting back a little bit, but we'll know by race 8 how the pattern is. The 11, Akachina's going to be right up on the speed. It performed pretty well in cramming over 1,400 metres, so if it runs up to that, it'll run a good race. 7 is going in, Imperial Lab. It'll lead, take some running down, and Huntley Castle. It was a pretty good ride last time by Luke Nolan to get the money, and could improve. It goes well 2nd up. 9, 11, 7, 8, the quaddy. 6, 5, 7, 8, first leg into 8, 2, 5, and 10. 4, 9, 6, 11, and 9, 11, 7, and 8. My best, race 1, number 6, Marine 1, and race 3, number 5, Maya Shakti. And my each way bets are race 2, number 4, and race 6, number 8.
Good punting tonight, Guesty. I've got to ask you, the Cox Plate tomorrow. I know you've got a vested interest with Zaki, but what's your thoughts on the Cox Plate tomorrow?
Well, I thought his run was pretty good at Caulfield, Zaki, and he went into that short price favourite, and he wasn't beaten far, and just things just didn't go right. So the way he worked on Tuesday suggests to me that he's going to be proved very hard to beat on the speed. And if he just turns up how he's shown before, well, every start, really, well, then I expect him to win.
That's good enough for me. Anything else on the card? Take your ride tomorrow?
Thinking about what... Pondus. I don't mind Pondus a little bit. I think it'll go well.
Mm. Good on you, Guesty. Have a great night tonight and also on Cox Plate Day.
Yeah, great weekend. Thanks, Michael.